This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal.
All right, it's President Trump, as Catherine and John and I were talking about, wants companies to have to report earnings just twice a year instead of quarterly. Bearing in mind that a president can't just order the SEC to make new rules, what would this, well, let's call it a proposal then, do exactly? Marketplace's Tracy Samuelson has the pros and cons.
Being forced to report earnings every single quarter, that can make some managers too focused on short-term performance instead of what's best for the company long-term. Thumbs down. On the plus side, more frequent reporting means more chances for investors to check in on companies. Thumbs up there.
We kind of want the best of both worlds, right?
Amy Hutton at Boston College.
We'd like managers to be held accountable on a fairly frequent basis, but we'd like them to be able to take the long-term view for the best investment and decision-making.
She says the trick to reducing frequency would be to find some other way to preserve accountability, maybe by requiring company boards to monitor quarterly performance, even if that information isn't released publicly. But with any reporting change, beware the unintended consequences, says Marcus Rue, CEO of Guidewire Software, a public company.
One thing I know is that investors really hate surprises, and if you have a longer period of time, you know, 6 months instead of three, for changes to develop, then there's much greater chances for surprise and therefore greater stock market volatility.
Yes, he and his team spend lots of man hours each quarter preparing these reports. Yes, there's lots of pressure to meet market expectations. But Rue's not sure going from every 3 months to every six would make such a big difference. Ray Ball at the University of Chicago agrees. Look at Amazon.
Its profits were negative quarter after quarter after quarter. Investors hung in there because they believed in what Amazon was doing in terms of creating long-term value.
Is Amazon the exception or the rule? That's what the SEC would have to study, weighing the costs and benefits of any change carefully. I'm Tracy Samuelson for Marketplace.